How did the fire start?
Sir Ian asked, wiping his face with a handkerchief.
The wench was probably doing something careless like burning leaves,
Baron Vicksburg spat, rounding on her. His flushed face was almost as red as his thick, wavy tresses.
What did you do? Leave the fire unattended while you ran upstairs to comb your hair? Those lush green trees did not burst into flames on their own.
Startled by his accusation, she took a moment to find her voice. I don't know how the fire started.
Must have been a wildfire, then, said Lord Carlson.
His deep brown hair had been tied back with a ribbon earlier, but his thick locks had come loose and now cascaded about his handsome face. Annika nodded.
Yes, that must have been the cause. Lord Carlson, may I offer you and your friends some cider?
Prince Valdemar stepped forward, reached for Annika's hair, and pulled a large piece of ash out of it.
Will you be serving it with or without ashes? He asked, with a smirk.
She blushed, glancing away from him, and caught sight of Baron Vicksburg scowling at her again. He flicked some ashes from his now ruined sleeve.
Shouldn't we be going, Val? If we want to get back to our hunt, we'll need to change out of these wretched clothes.
Oh, yes, right, Prince Valdemar said. Good day, Miss Pembry.